whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, B, you are the most scam aware of all of us,
yep.
Right? I just got an email from someone named Dyvij. I don't know, how would you pronounce D-Y-V-J-G?
D-Y-V-J-G?
Yeah,
Dyvij. I don't know, Dyvij.
And it's just an attachment. It says, your subscription with Geek Squad will renew today for $399.
Oh, you know, I get those often, though. Listen, one day I got three of them from different people at different prices. I'm like, do I look that damn stupid?
I get that there are some, like, very fine-tuned scams out there, but some of these, like, you just got to be an idiot.
Whenever you get something, if the words are all not spelled properly, it's a scam.
Yeah.
And my question is, where did that come from? Like, oh, I'm going to misspell some stuff and people are going to go for it.
Well, you remember in the early days of, like, email and stuff, everybody was getting the email about the Nigerian prince that had 40 mil in the bank but just needed 10 grand.
I think that's one of my golf buddies' uncle must be.
I got some news for you, B.
What you got?
Tom Pelissero says, after several days of discussions about the 2024 season and the future, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and coach Mike McCarthy remain open to moving forward together, and the sides are expected to open talks today on a new contract to keep him in Dallas.
Let me ask you a question.
No negotiations.
Mike McCarthy doesn't lose in that situation. He's going to make more. If he stays there, he makes more money than he was making before. If he leaves, he makes more money. Hey, of course I'll stay open. You one of the 32 people that can keep me rich.
Right. And, dude, I think there's a decent chance, just on kind of like the law of averages, Dak stays healthy, Dallas bounces back. Although the entire NFC East has a difficult, difficult schedule next year.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and I'm curious what you think of this, B. We know the Skins aren't going to London next year, but Brandon Coleman is one of, I don't know, but I know there's a handful of players with German backgrounds, because I know the St. Brown families. I think their mom, Amon-Ra St. Brown's mom, is German. But, like, Brandon Coleman, like, speaks German. You think maybe Germany's in the cards?
He's an offensive lineman, though.
I don't know that that sells tickets like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, although I think they're the most important people on offense, hey, it's not going to sell many tickets.
I'm just saying, per my man Tim Phelps on Twitter, he says, Coleman is from Germany. They're going there.
Okay.
So do what you want with that one.
All right, Tim. I hope you're right, because I love Germany.
B, you know what's crazy, dude? And I'm curious what you think. And I want to ask PFT Commenter this in about 10 minutes when he joins us. I don't want to say, like, everybody, because that's overdoing it. But a lot of the people I listen to, it seems like a lot of people think Washington's going to win this game. And
I think a lot of people have a good feeling about it. I mean, we listen, as much as we've talked about this team, and I think what happens when teams start getting better and they hadn't been, you always seem to talk about the negatives and what went wrong. And if you really think about all the things they didn't do good, but they still happen to win most of them games, it's something else going on that's magical about this squad. So I have confidence. More confidence than I've had in the past, I can tell you that. That's not hard to do.
I agree with you, man.
Yep.
I think just the ability, it's one thing the ability of Jaden Daniels, but you go a step further and they call them winning time moments,
yep.
Right? Like, we got to talk to Terry yesterday about what this all means to him, and got to talk to Bobby Wagner, who one thing that I feel feels like really prescient looking back on is Wagner after the 3-game losing streak. That was a bad loss to Dallas, right? They lost at home to Dallas. It was a bad loss. And Wagner's like, look, man, this is the ebbs and flows of a football season.
Yeah.
These things happen. We're going to be fine. I'm confident. And they were
Bobby
proven.
Bobby Wagner's way of saying R-E-L-A-X.
Totally, man. And it's really remarkable. And I think you don't want to over, because Lanville had a topic on the show sheet the other day about are they too dependent on Jaden Daniels, and in some ways they might be, mm-hmm. but when it's the quarterback, when it's the dude who touches the ball on every offensive snap,
yeah,
I think it's possible you can't ever be too dependent on that player.
I think when Kansas City was doing their great runs prior to this year, they were depending on Pat Mahomes. And he did a lot for them. Even when he was hurt, they still needed him to go out there and do all the magic. That's okay. But it can't be that way for 10, 15 years. You know, like this year, Pat didn't have his greatest year. Defense came in and showed up for him. But then all of a sudden, Pat started getting his weapons late. And now they're a major threat. So I think that's okay. You don't want it to be like that all the time. But in the playoffs, what he can do, do.
What he can do, do it. Big opportunity Sunday night. PFT Commenter joins the program next.